could be the first stop for many of those minor ailments. I want to speak to Joe Brogan, who's the head of pharmacy for the Health and Social Care Board. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
This is a call for people to think pharmacist.
That's right, Frank. And I guess a lot of people, if they get a minor condition, they may think, oh, I need to go and talk to my GP about this issue. And that's not to stop them doing that. But this press release that we put out today is just to remind people, you know, we've got over 530 pharmacies dotted throughout Northern Ireland. So lots of pharmacies. Lots of them are available Monday to Saturday, sometimes even on Sundays with late opening. And every pharmacy will have, yes, a pharmacist. I'm a pharmacist myself. We're fairly well qualified. We know medicines and we know about the range of minor conditions and can support individuals to make the right choices. And if somebody needs a bit of reassurance, we can certainly provide them with advice in respect of keeping well. But if they come across a more serious condition, we'll be able to spot that and hopefully get them sorted out by another healthcare professional. So yeah, today is just trying to remind people to use your pharmacy, or in the olden days, as it were, we used to call them chemists. In the past, I think a lot of people remember going to the chemist as the first port of call.
But is there not a mindset within us where we think, right, I'm not feeling too well. I haven't been feeling too well for the last couple of days. Maybe I have a shoulder ache and it's slightly into my chest, or I've got a bad cough. Whatever it happens to be, I'm walking and my knee is so stiff that, oh, there's about to be something wrong with it. If I go to the chemist, the pharmacist is going to, at some point, relay me on or point me in the direction of the GP or another professional. So I've sort of wasted, I could have leapfrogged the pharmacist by going straight to the GP.
Yeah, I suppose you could have that perception. We've looked at what actually GPs consult on a day-to-day basis, and if you take a GP over the year, about 30% of the consultations that they have throughout the year could have been dealt with by other healthcare professionals such as pharmacists. It's not to say that they are minor, because for individuals having a sore shoulder, or sore back or whatever it is, it isn't necessarily minor to them. But we've seen that about a third of all consultations could be dealt with in other places. And I suppose we have to be realistic. We see that it's hard to get to see the GP these days. And we see the pressures that the emergency departments are under. And it's that chain effect of going first to the GP or going first to the emergency department. If we keep on going to those places, the system will get clogged up. So it's important to think about, well, is this something that perhaps the chemist could support me with?
Okay, finally, Joe, what percentage of pharmacies can actually provide the service, briefly?
All pharmacies. And as I say, they're open 6 days a week, some of them 7 days a week, so and really accessible. You don't need to make an appointment to see your pharmacist. Yes, they're busy, but they're readily available. You walk in and you'll get to see a pharmacist within minutes.
Okay, Joe, a timely reminder when the GPs are under such pressure that the pharmacy may be a very relevant port.